Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time, contention time, game over MC, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. It's countdown to kickoff. Let's do this thing. Thursday night football. Joe Lisi's going to step up in him. Pro Football Doc, Dr. David Chow will join us to discuss his former team, the Chargers, in action this evening. And we've got injury situations and COVID situations to break down with the doctor. Of course, it's fantasy football playoffs this weekend as well. So we'll get you caught up to date. A lot of injury news in the National Football League. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and I both got absolutely destroyed last night with the games. And, you know, when I'm feeling down, Cam, it's funny. Either down or up, actually. And I don't listen to music all the time because it distracts me. Because then I start thinking, oh, I should write a song. I should, you know, I got to keep focused and stuff. But at the same point in time, you know, once in a while, I'll put on some metal in the background. And I feel I needed a picker-upper today. So I listened to some Accept. And, you know, we were cranking some metal before the show started. And then we were listening to Van Halen as the intro riff. Great job. I'm enjoying the Van Halen intro for the show daily. But now we've got to talk about sports. I almost feel like, can this just be a metal show today?
I agree.
Hours to play music. Wouldn't that be fun?
I agree. I agree. Like, Moretti, get out all your albums. Yeah, I agree. Just every.
Can you? But let's talk. What about Judas Priest's discography? Play a couple of Priest.
Honestly, I will take Judas Priest plus 3.5. You know, I'm with you, buddy. Like, I'm at the point too. Like, you saw me last night. I stayed on your show, and it was actually crazy, Gabe. Like, I don't know what the hell happened last night, but like, I won 5 races in a row in Australia. Even the one I gave before I left won. I don't know what the hell happened. Like, I was in some kind of zone, and then I'm like, whoa, man. And then you know what happens? The minute you get into that zone, you get greedy. And then I'm like, but I was smart. I was smart. I go, you know what? I did the exact same thing. I went upstairs, put on some tunes, passed out because I just didn't want to give it all back. But we got scorched yesterday. You're right, man. I would just love to have a, you know what, Gabe? Like Kim Mitchell used to do, you know, hey, I wish I wrote that. You whip out your guitar and amp, dilly, 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 and we just have fun today. I got to be honest with you. I love sports more than life itself, but sometimes it just beats you to a pulp.
Yeah, it can. It can wear you out after a rough night like last night. But, you know, when I assessed the damage, it wasn't all that bad. Like, I wasn't like I was betting 500 a game. I had like 75 here, 100 here, but they all started to add up, Cam. It got frustrating. Yep.
It got frustrating.
By the end, like when Cruz Azul took the 1-0 lead, I'm like, all right. And I even thought of you. I'm like, all right, yeah, we lost the first game, but we'll get it back here. It's looking good. Cruz Azul's up 1-0. And then I was thinking, I'm like, but they better score the next goal and get up 2-0. I don't want to sweat this out. And then, boom, LAFC scores. And then LAFC scores again. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, I'm done. We talked about it. The MLS is like, it was like a woman we dated. We went out in the summertime. There were a couple of nights that was really, really fun. Great nights, you know, just memorable. You'll never forget it. But, you know, we've had about, like, you know, 20 dates, and only about 3 or 4 of them have ended well. And
you're absolutely right.
You've got to break up with the MLS. It's a relationship that needs to end.
I agree. It's great. You know, we had a roll in the hay. We had some fun, but next thing you know, Gabe, she's knocking on your door going, hey, Give me a rock. I want to get married. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We got to hit some winners. Hit the bricks, baby. We got more picks. I see Lisi in the background, baby. We're going to have a good time tonight.
Game Time Decisions begins. I am Gabe Morenci throwing it down with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Countdown to kickoff is on Thursday Night Football. We've got the Chargers and Raiders to break down. And a lot of game time decisions, literally and figuratively, as far as players are concerned, for tonight. Of course, Keenan Allen banged up. Mike Williams banged up. Austin Eckler banged up. But who isn't at this time of the year? Ruggs in COVID protocol. We'll break it all down. Dr. David Chow will join us. Joe Lisi is going to step up. And then we'll talk NFL football and college football as the conference championship games begin tomorrow. We're going to talk everything except college basketball and MLS soccer.
No soccer. Soccer's banned. Soccer's banned. After last night, soccer, beat it. I don't care. I don't care what league you're in. I don't care how good you are. Premiership can even suck it too. I'm done. No round balls on grass for a while. We're soccer's out.
Got EPL, MLS, APL, GPL, and every other freaking PL. You're all done.
Yes.
Speaking of being done, actually, Henrik Lundqvist. Lundqvist will be playing this year. New York Ranger, great. Of course, now with the Washington Capitals, which kind of felt strange to begin with, and now you wonder if that'll ever happen. You know, really, like, it's time to hang up the crown, King. You know, King Lundqvist, King Henrik. Hell of a career, but now heart problems. And quite frankly, you're at the end of the line anyway. So I just wonder if we'll ever see him play again.
I don't think so, Morenci. You're right. And, you know, he signed that one-year deal with the Caps. I thought it was going to be his last season. But I know the guy likes to have a good time. He's in that, like, superstar band with, like, John McEnroe and all those guys where they do, like, the New York circuit and stuff. So I know he's big time into music and stuff, but it's time to hang up the blades. You've had a brilliant career, 6 all-time in wins. But, yeah, it's over. You got a heart condition. You got to retire.
Well, speaking of music, I'm pretty good at, like, guessing our guest playlists. Like, all right, what do our guests listen to when they're at home rocking or they're driving in their car? Joe Lisi, I'm really not sure.
Actually. Sinatra?
Nah, I'm thinking Lisi, like Taylor Swift and Beyonce and stuff like that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Throwing it down with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. And Joe Lisi.
That was awesome.
All right, Joe. Joe Lisi. Always Merry Christmas, Joe. How you doing? Happy holidays. How you doing?
It's always a pleasure. You know what we look like right now? We look like three contestants on the dating game. We're all wearing black shirts right now. So what do you want? Bachelor 1, Bachelor 2, or Bachelor 3? Bachelor 2 had the over in Notre Dame, Clemson. Bachelor 3 has the under in tonight's ball game. And Bachelor number 1 has Austin Eckler over 42 and a half rushing yards. Which one you want?
I know.
It was a good call. That was awesome.
Yeah, we're real three catches. I got to tell you, it'd be the worst day on the show ever. The contestant, the girl would pick someone in the audience.
Yes. She's like, all right. Right in both. That's great.
I like that. Unbelievable. That'd be a great show. And on the left, we have Gabriel Morenci, a degenerate single degenerate family. He works 18 hours a day. Can he take you out, girls? No, but he can take you for a good time. And we move on.
Show you the time of your life if this over comes in tonight. The time of your life. Where do you want to go, right?
That'd be great dating show. If, that's it. Baby, we're going to do all this. I'm going to take you to Hawaii. And then there's the if Notre Dame covered a spread again. Then Cam gives the pitch. We're going to go to the Caribbean, baby, or we're going to Puerto Plata, 4 days, couples massages, nothing, but Clemson needs to win the game outright. Basketball, right? And then basically, the woman gets to choose what's the best bet. What does she think is the best option to win the prize?
Mm, hey, good, there you go. Actually, this one's got potential. It's got potential.
Good idea. Listen, I'm going to take you to Jamaica, but I need Notre Dame to cover. And then Cam goes, I'll take you to Mexico this weekend. Great vacation, party weekend. But, I need ULL to beat Coastal Carolina. I need Rutgers to cover. And then she decides which is the safest, like which is the best potential. Who brings the best potential? Not a bad idea. We're combining sports betting. Two things that are very popular.
I agree. Something in 2021 we look to. They're like, the Sports Grid Bachelor. How about that?
I like it.
Instead of a rose, right?
Sports Grid Bachelor.
If you're tuning in right now, pretty much every host on this network is a bachelor.
Yeah.
Not surprising. Or divorced.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Good call. Good call.
Good. All right. So speaking of divorced, I'm officially divorced from MLS and Conca Crap Soccer. So let's talk about the NFL game tonight. What are you doing with this game tonight, contestant number 2, Joe Lisi?
I was telling Cam in the break, Gabe, I think it could be a follow-through on Monday night. When you have a high-scoring game like that, I think the tendency overall in terms of the gambling aspect is, this game is going to be an under. There's some key injuries for the Raiders on the defensive side of the ball. Both wide receivers, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, possibly injured, won't play in this ball game. High total, so let's go under. But I think there could be a follow-through effect. Two solid quarterbacks with Herbert and Derek Carr here. I like the over here. I'm playing both the over tonight, and I like a lot of the prop bets for the Raiders and Chargers, Hunter Henry in particular, in terms of the receiving total over 44 and a half.
Joe Lisi comes out firing with the over tonight, Cam. Once again. I tell you, you look at this total, it just feels a little – we're going to need a clean ride to get there. This game's got teaser written all over it, Cam. What do you think?
I agree, but I'm with Lisi. I'm also going to take, Joe, we got to take two chicks to the islands, baby, because I'm with you, too, on the over. I know it's 51 and a half. It's high, but I don't see much defense in this game. The Raiders' defensive front and secondary has been ravaged. Everybody's putting up points. You saw what Phillip Rivers and the Colts did to these guys. Think about the Chargers. Even without Keenan Allen, I still think they can find a way with Eckler and the other receivers. Raiders, the same thing. They'll score. I agree with you. I'm going to take the over 51 and a half, and I'm teasing the Chargers plus 10 and a half over 44 and a half as well. I believe we have points tonight.
I've been to Raider Charger games before in the past, and the Raiders generally beat them. In past years, the Chargers were better, and the Raiders would beat them. But now, technically, the Chargers are better. But I don't know. We got into this debate yesterday. I'm not so sure, Joe, that the Raiders are actually better than the Chargers are. I know what their record is, but if we look at who the Raiders are right now, they've lost three of their last four football games, and pretty convincingly as well. I mean, they got smoked by Indianapolis 44-27. They beat the New York Jets barely on a Hail Mary at the end of the game. Hail Mary, whatever, a fourth down play in which Williams blitzed for whatever reason. They got smoked by Atlanta 43-6, and they played well against the Chiefs, but it seemed like that Chief game drained them. I mean, they were on a roll. They were on a three-game win streak, guys. Then they played the Chiefs. They lost a close one, 35-31. And since then, the wheels have just fallen off for them.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have an identity now, right? Earlier in the year, they wanted to pound the rock with Josh Jacobs, utilized the heavy offensive line. They've seemed to get away from that over the last few weeks. And let's look at their defense overall. I mean, they gave up 20-plus points on the road to the New York Jets. This is the same Jets team that failed to score a touchdown last week on the road against Seattle. So how bad was that defensive effort against Sam Darnold and the crew? So that's why I favor the over here. I like Justin Herbert. I like his ability to push the ball down the field. And I think tonight's just a game. When you see that game Monday night, one of the higher scoring games on Monday night, from a quarterback perspective, Herbert and Carr, the tendency there is to push. Hey, we can do the same thing that they did on Monday night. This can be us to light it up tonight on a Thursday night in primetime. So that's what I think could happen in this matchup. I'm not concerned about the injuries because I think it's next man up, and I'm just looking for points in this ballgame.
You know, if you look at the numbers, the Chargers score 22.8 points per game. They give up 27.8. The Raiders are scoring 26.9, although they've been struggling the last couple of weeks. They give up 30 points a game, Cam. The Raiders' defense is ranked 30 in the NFL.
It's horrible. It's horrible. They got injuries, too. Morrow's banged up. He's an important guy there. We talked about the COVID with the defensive front. Pharrell, the kid from Clemson. Like, they got, the thing is, man, this was a good team, but they're just regressing, as you talked about, Morenci. And another thing, too, even watching David Carr, it's not all his fault, but he's reverting back to bad habits. If you've watched the last couple of weeks, he's throwing into double coverage. The Indianapolis game, a pick six. It was a concern right there. Aguilar, he drops balls. Just right now, I just can't bet on the Raiders. I know people think, oh, yeah, the Chargers suck. Well, we're getting 3.5 points. I like the teaser a lot, Morenci. I think we're in.
You know what? Did you just call him David? I think you did.
Did I call him David Carr?
You did. Did he, Joe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I have a tendency to do that as well. It's a, you got the last name right. They look basically twins.
Yeah, the Carr. The Carr's running out of gas, Morenci. Yeah, Carr.
They both played at Fresno State.
Yes.
I'm not calling you out or anything like that. And for the record,
I do that stuff.
Parker confirms. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Parker's ratting me out. Hey, Parker. Yeah. ever since I ripped on Sporting Kansas City, he's been turning on me. But yeah, I did say David Carr. I apologize. Yeah, they're hard. The Cars.
I bring this up because, Kemp, you only and always call him David Carr.
Do I really?
You never called him Derek Carr once.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it's a... That was good. You just crushed. You crushed the Coke in between movies. You're like, really?
You are correct, Morenci. I do it all the time.
Faster than anyone in the world. We got to get you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, We bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decisions continues. I'm Arenzo. We're kicking it with Joe Lisi, the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart throwing it down. All right, so what's the deal with Keenan Allen anyways? Do we have confirmation? Is he out?
He's doubtful. Doubtful. They said basically if he plays, it's just going to be limited snaps, but that's the report. Say Keenan Allen says, hey, I want to play. And what, you know what I mean? But right now it looks like he won't be suiting up. That's a huge loss too, man. How many targets he gets from Herbert? Oh, hey, Joe said it. Next man up, right?
He's still plus 100 on any time touchdown right before I got on air on FanDuel. So they still have him listed. They had Mike Williams at plus 170 still.
What about Austin Eckler tonight? Should go off, but man, his props are high. And I saw a rushing and receiving yard prop at 105.5 up to 109.5. Right now, receptions through the roof right now. I think we'll keep it pretty safe here and simple. I've been one of the props we've been pretty successful with, guys, is Herbert his quarterback touchdown passes per game. All right. Yep. And you look at Herbert, and the guy's pretty consistent with the touchdown passes, you know, over the 1.5. You got to lay juice normally, but over 1.5, you can parlay it with something. And as far as Herbert's passing yards tonight, what, 272.5 at last check? You know, 243, a lower scoring game last week against Atlanta. They got killed against the Patriots, but Belichick is 21-6 against rookie quarterbacks. But he generally throws for over 300 yards. What do you think, Lisi? I'm looking at Herbert over the number here. Or do you want to wait? You want to wait for an in-game passing yard prop? Yeah, 272.5 is a reasonable number.
Yeah, I think so, too. I took him over 272.5, and I took Carr over 262.5 with 266.5 earlier in the day. But I really think his big target today might not be Eckler. It might be Hunter Henry, the tight end. So I think that'll be the safety blanket, him mismatch on linebackers and nickelbacks in this ballgame, especially with the defensive, you know, injuries for L.A. in this matchup, Las Vegas in this matchup. I think that could be a big prop in terms of tonight's action.
I would call you out. We said that there's a no slip up policy this week, but you didn't say San Diego. You didn't say San Diego. All right, Cam said David Carr.
Yes.
But that's all right.
Yeah, you're right though. But Gamblu said San Diego like four times. I say Carr once. And Parker, it was awesome.
He never would have known for sure, but Parker was quick to snitch you out. He was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, he said it. You're in my ear." Parker,
yeah, I know. I don't know what's going on with this guy. I know. I tell you, so, I'm with Lisi though, Gabe. I think we should look at we got to look at Hunter Henry tonight. He's going to be, if the Chargers are going to have any success, this guy is going to, like, he might have over 10 catches tonight. I think they're going to go to him all day and all night, especially if Allen is limited without Williams. Like, he's a mismatch nightmare for those guys. I got to think Henry is going to go off.
I like the other Hunter as well. Hunter Renfro over 49.5 had a rough game last weekend. I think he bounces back as well. 49.5 is not out of the realm of possibility tonight. Again, him in the slot, working in red zone opportunities. The deep balls go to Aguilar and Josh Jacobs maybe in the screen game, but I expect the dirty work to be done by Hunter Renfro tonight. I think he could have a big game as well.
I like where you're going there, actually. You know what? Herbert's down to 270.5 right now, guys.
Wow.
Herbert's down to 2. I like it. Yeah. I like it. 270.5. I agree as far as Renfro is concerned. That's my problem, though, with the Raiders, actually, guys, as a whole here, is that they don't really have a ton of skilled position players, Joe.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they've got Waller. So, Waller's the key here. And you know, let's get into some of these. Now, let's blast through the numbers here. And we'll just go yes, no, pass, in. We'll see if Joe's card is as big as it was last Thursday with the Rams.
It hurt me last Thursday. I took a beating last Thursday. Got knocked around a little bit.
It happens to me and Cam every couple of days.
It happens.
We got knocked around hard last night. So Derek Carr right now, 266.5. I'm going to pass on that, Cam. Joe likes the over. Herbert, 270.5. I'm going over Herbert, 270.5.
Yes. I agree.
I like it.
I do too.
Austin Eckler, rush yards, 56.5.
I'm on it over 55.5.
Over.
All right, Jacob, 67.5.
I like it.
Probably over.
Herbert, 10.5. Really, huh?
10.5, huh? Kind of like that over, too. I think he'll run.
You know what? He actually was running a lot earlier.
That's the thing.
But he isn't anymore at all.
Yeah, it's kind of like Allen with the Bills. He used to always go over.
No rushing yards the week before. -2 the week before that. 11 the week before that. Mm. But earlier, you know, it was 66, 21, 24. Yeah, not in love with it. Now we say, you know, he's going to pop one on like the first down.
Of course he is.
Exactly. Devontae Booker, he's still in the NFL? 23.5. Kalen Ballage, another one.
I like Ballage tonight.
What's Ballage?
22.5 rushing yards.
Over. That's going to be my prop of the night. Ballage over.
Ballage. I like Ballage. I don't like his total. I like him to score tonight, though. I think in terms of his short yardage, I think they go to Ballage. I think he finds the end zone. So that's what I have in terms of one of my parlays. Don't like his total. Ken,
I do. Excited here, Ken. I am. I think that low total, like the thing is, right? Eckler's going to get carries, but he's still banged up. They're going to use Ballage. I'd like to see his rushing and receiving, a couple passes out of the backfield as well. I actually think they'll utilize him tonight. That is a very attainable number at 22.5. That's low.
It is a low number. I mean, it only takes a couple of plays. If you look at his game log, last week, seven carries, 14 yards. Week before that, 7 carries, 34 yards. Week before that, 16 carries, 44, 18, 68. I don't hate it, Cam. We're not asking a lot. And look, even when Eckler's there and they're throwing the ball at Eckler a million times, he's still getting 7 carries.
Exactly.
So carries is he getting 7, 8 carries?
If he gets 7 or 8 carries, he averages 3 yards a carry. We win that bet. I like
He's 6'4", too, guys. He's 6'4". If he falls forward, there's 3 yards. think of it like that. You know, at Arizona State, you know, maybe he finds his cheat tonight and thinks he's playing Texas Tech where he scored 8 touchdowns.
You know what, guys? This is not a lot of people often say this, that, you know what? I'm going to take Nelson Aguilar to the over tonight. But Nelson Aguilar to the over tonight. Wait, you know what I mean? Nelson Aguilar, and I tell you, he doesn't drop as many balls, Cam, if you notice, with the Raiders as he has.
He's made good catches. He's made better.
Great catches. Yeah, he has been solid. You know, he hasn't been a problem. He's been, you know, a steady pro wide receiver. He gets the job done, you know, a number two, a number three guy type of thing. But I think, Joe, we're getting over 4.5 receptions here with Aguilar, +112. If there's going to be points put up on the board, David Carr's got to throw the ball a bit. I did that deliberately.
Yes.
David Carr's got to throw the ball around a bit.
He does, so, yes.
4.5. I'm taking Aguilar over. Call me crazy.
You know what I'd rather do?
I'd rather yards.
Because Aguilar always makes like a 35-yard catch. Hey, I got no problems with both. No problems with both, but I do like the yards.
I like the yards too. I mean, last week he was well over 55 yards in the second or third quarter. I think the dirty work in terms of receptions will go to Renfro. Those are the short to intermediate throws. The deep throws, skinny posts, and seam routes will go to Aguilar. So I expect Las Vegas to push tempo tonight, especially that performance last week against Indianapolis. When you're playing at home, you want to start fast, put the pressure on the rookie quarterback to match you score for score, especially with limited weapons for the Chargers tonight.
Yeah, 57.5 right now, Cam Aguilar over. That's the receiving yard prop. What about Waller tonight? I'm going to take Aguilar over receptions and yards. Over receptions and yards. And in fact, I'm going to get it in now before I lose the value on it and people start jumping in on this.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ballage too. I think a Waller touchdown, I think it has to be on your list. They looked for him early and often. What's his yardage prop? It's probably pretty high, though. He's been getting targeted lots.
Waller, 64.5 yards.
Yeah, that's attainable.
Waller tonight. Yeah. What about touchdowns tonight? What are you looking at, Joe, for touchdown scores?
I believe it or not, I took Waller in terms of the Raiders for touchdowns. I took Hunter Renfro. I think he's another player in terms of the red zone opportunities that can score. And if they're going to do it on the ground, Josh Jacobs, I know he's minus 140, but again, that rushing attack needs to get going. If they have short yardage plays, especially in terms of inside the 5-yard line, he has to get pay dirt here.
I really like where you're going with the Hunter Renfro TD prop. You like that, Cam? Plus 260. I'm telling you.
I actually think it's a good number.
A wide receiver. Carr likes Renfro. And as you stated, he can slash it in. He can slant it in. He can catch it in the end zone as well. I've seen Carr throw to him in the end zone as well, Joe. We've seen it this year on Sundays. He throws to Renfro in the red zone. I'm not a fantasy guru. Cam is. What's the Hunter Renfro fantasy stats inside the red zone target percentage, Cam?
What, did I not go 2-14 this year? I think I'm going to pass on the question. Going nuts.
Can we get Craig Mish on the phone for a minute?
Yeah, Craig Mish on the phone. Nah, I like Renfro too, but I will say this. I predict both tight ends will get a touchdown. Waller and Henry get touchdowns tonight. Hunter Henry and Waller, I bet him.
I like to go that too. Probably the percentages are terrible. I never go to Renfro, and I saw him catch a touchdown once or something, but I like the TD prop.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, happy holidays and all that other crap. Game time decisions. I'm Richie. Kicking it with the Ragey Redhead.
Happy holidays and all that crap.
Yeah. Three Grinches. We got three Grinches here. Which one you want?
Yeah, bah humbug.
I told myself this year, all my neighbors, I look out my window and I notice that this year, due to the pandemic, I guess people aren't going out. Christmas decorations are sold out everywhere. People are going crazy because they want to make whatever. They want to bring some joy into their life. So this year, I actually thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a tree. I'm going to get lights and a tree and everything, sort of make it look Christmassy at my place. And I was actually like, I'm going to go to the store now. And I was like, yeah, but this game's on. I'll go to the store tomorrow. And, you know, then... Then I realized, like, you know what? Like, it's not even December yet. What are you freaking out about getting Christmas stuff for? And now here we are. We're a week away from Christmas, and I got nothing, Ken.
Me too, buddy. Nothing. Oh, yeah. I got a reputation in my complex as, like, the weird loser guy who never participates. No pumpkin for Halloween, no wreath for Christmas, no lights. I see all my neighbors. They got their tree in the window. They're showing it proud. I got presents, like, literally on top of my Seattle Seahawks table and helmet there. Like, I got no tree. I got nothing, no ornaments. I couldn't care less, Moretzi. Yeah, I'm just whatever. I hate taking it down. It's for one damn day. What are you going to do? Do all that work for one day? Like, well, really? It's Christmas. Bye.
I'll tell you something. I did the opposite. I put up the tree the day after Thanksgiving, right? I was in the festive mood, right? I had the lights on, right? I was Mr. Christmas, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm watching Notre Dame, North Carolina, with UNC plus 5.5. And then I had Texas minus the 1 point against Iowa State and Brock Purdy went in for 58 minutes and they blow it in the last 2 minutes of the ball game. And there goes my Christmas spirit. Bah humbug, right? So it doesn't matter. Yeah. I want them to punch and Tom Herman in the face after that.
Exactly. And you put the tree up too early. Now you're thinking, oh, I can't wait to take this stupid tree down. Right? You're like, this stupid tree. It's a good point, Cam. And I thought the same thing. Because I was like, even yesterday, I was like, well, it's not too late. Christmas is next week. And then, let's be real, Cam. Then I was, like you said, I'm like, what am I? I'm going to go up to the store and buy a tree and light?
Exactly. Like, no, I got nothing. Like, I got nothing. 5 days,
I don't even have any people visiting me. I'm going to sit here and stare at my tree by myself?
Oh, exactly. Come on, tree.
Yeah. That's nice. You know what? I've got a nice Christmas tree in the lobby of my condo. This is what I do every year. I did it last year, and people actually believed it, Cam. It's amazing. I took a picture in front of – I had a beautiful tree in a condo in New York, Jersey, and I just took a picture. I said, Merry Christmas from Morenci. And I did it like – it looked like it was a nice tree, and it was all whatever. And people were like, man, you got a nice tree. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. I do. Thank you. It's really the tree in the condo in my lobby. And I've got a nice tree in my lobby. It's all lit up and stuff like that. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to take a couple of pictures. And I'm going to say, Merry Christmas to everyone. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's the best.
So we'll get back to the props here. So I said, all right, I'm trying to guess. Like, you're driving in your car. You're going to the FanDuel Sportsbook to cash your tickets. What are you listening to? And I don't say it despairingly, but you seem to me like the type of guy, and I'm guessing now, and I don't know. Normally, I could bang this stuff and let Cam get a crack at it.
Nah, I got a couple ideas.
I'm saying you're into like pop, you know, Taylor Swift, Beyonce. Yep. I think you like chick pop. You like hot chicks that sing. That's my guess. Cam, what are you going with?
My guess is I think Lisey's got a little classic rock in him, some like Foreigner and stuff like that. I don't know. Like, I could see him like younger with that leather coat kind of rocking it hard. You know, I'm not sure. Not like Zeppelin or whatever. Like, yeah, just like fun party rock, like Van Halen, stuff like that. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. Well, it's a little bit of both. I know where Gabe's going. He's saying, you know, because, you know, the metrosexual type, you know, I take care of myself. I totally get it. But believe it or not, on game day, right, when we used to do college football today in the FanDuel Sportsbook, I'd be rocking the Scorpions with the Philharmonic out in Berlin there. You know, rock you like a hurricane, right? I only know one better. How about the opening chant, right, when they come into Lane Stadium, Enter Sandman? That's what I listen to on game day. So classic rock, Metallica, AC/DC, I love it all. But, you know, I listen to all different types. But game day, I like to get pumped up. I like the intensity.
What about In the Air Tonight, which was voted the – now we're in a new generation – but that song was voted that was the most listened to song by NFL players before games.
Really?
Crank that. I can feel it come. Yeah, dude, that's the old Miami Vice days and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
exactly.
I saw on NFL films, they did like one of those 60-minute specials on In the Air Tonight and its impact on the NFL. And, dude, player after player after player. People don't forget, you guys, you got to remember how big that song was, man.
It was and huge.
It sort of became one of those sports songs. Like you said, Enter Salmon. That's the one thing. I'm with you, Joe. Nothing rocks like Virginia Tech. It's like a heavy metal concert. And you know what's crazy? They do it for basketball. And it's even crazier because it's enclosed. So you're not used to that. Basketball, usually they don't play Metallica in basketball normally. So I just imagine you're a basketball kid, you're playing, you got a bunch of rednecks in Virginia Tech. Like they're cracking Metallica at you.
Yeah.
Love it. They're good stuff.
Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck, AC/DC. I mean, you know, for those about to rock, that opening in terms of AC/DC for those about to rock used to be the intro for ABC college football. So that's why I used to love that, you know, when the game time around 11:58, let's get it on.
You know all your rock through sports. Like, you know this song because of the Chicago Bulls intro. People are like, oh, the Chicago Bull intro song.
Yes.
Yep. Shout out to Midlands Lindsay, who's in the house right now. And it's funny because speaking of music at the Meadowlands racetrack, it was good music. I enjoyed it. And it was always, you know, AC/DC, Journey, right. Foreigner, X. And I always thought it was strange. And I was like, man, I said, man, it's like they got a good DJ here. And then I clued in, we're old. That's why we like that crap.
Exactly.
Dude, you're going to piss Calloway and Meadowlands Lindsay and all these old dudes off at the book there if you're cranking Jay-Z. They don't want Jay-Z.
Yeah.
They want Super. Right, right.
Dude, it's like so funny you say that.
I used to be out there all the time. I'd step outside for some air, and I'd be listening to Yes. And keep cranking Yes at the racetrack.
Oh, it's the best, buddy.
Maybe your business would be better even if you guys didn't play like psychedelic rock from the 70s, but I enjoy it.
I enjoy it too. And I'll tell you something about New York Racing Association. You said it, Morenci. I get the horse racing channel. Those dudes at Aqueduct and Belmont, they rock the music hard. You said it. It's like a classic rock love fest. I watch the horse racing channel for the music sometimes.
Oh, guys, it's true.
The best.
They're playing the music. You know, ain't nothing.
I love it.
Good. Hey, welcome back to Northfield. Touchdowns tonight. You know what? Aqueduct getting in the end zone. I really like your Renfro prop here at +260. I'm going to get a piece of that small play. But Eckler's getting into the end zone. And I guess Jacobs gets into the end zone too, doesn't he, Cam? I'd say those are pretty good touchdowns.
He should.
Renfro,
yeah, I like both of those.
Jacobs.
I'm taking both tight ends. As I said, that's the way I feel. I see Hunter Henry getting in the end zone. I think Joe talked about he's going to be a big part of the Chargers offense with all the injuries. And I think Waller's almost a lock. But I agree with you guys. I think Renfro's a real sneaky play tonight. I think he's going to have a good game too.
All right. So, Joe, we got Joe Lisi, great college football mind with us. Let's go rapid fire and get to as many games we can, Joe. Tomorrow, big games. We got Buffalo and Ball State. Nobody's coming close to Buffalo. And I brought it up earlier, guys. With the Bulls being 5-0 and the Bills being 10-3, a very robust 15-3 in the Buffalo area this year. The Bills and the Bulls. You know, one thing I'll say, though, Joe, let me ask you this, and you know this, Kev, too, but let me ask you this, Joe. I'd like to see more support for this Buffalo Bull organization, school in the area, and I don't get it because Bills Mafia – these guys donate money to, like, Andy Dalton charities. Like, they are so involved in football and the community and everything, yet they have no interest. Like I want to see Josh Allen tweeting out, hey, let's go, Bulls. Like, there's no, like, the Bills never seem to, like, say, guys, and there's no camaraderie, bro. Like, the Bulls just don't get any love there, Joe.
It's like a disconnect, right? It's like, hey, the Bills are a separate entity. They're not part of the community. I don't understand. You know, the Bills are doing great things in terms of the NFL level, but right down the road, the Bulls are dominating the MAC right now, and they have two solid running backs with Kevin Marks, Jared Patterson, and they play the same style in terms of ground-and-pound offense with a solid defense. I can't make any connection with it about why the NFL team doesn't get involved in terms of the local colleges. They should because, I mean, they're bringing a lot of media attention to upstate New York right now.
Yeah, so what do you think about this game against Ball State? Ball State only lost that first game of the year, 38-31. They could have won. It was a late pick, right? I was on them in that game. I like the over in this game. Keeping it simple. I like the over. I think Buffalo rolls them, but it goes over.
Do you really? See, I think it definitely goes over, but I like the underdog with Ball State here. I do. I like Ball State.
I'm glad, because you always like the overs. So you're going to tell me what you like the under in this game. So
I could see this going on. They're going to run it. Both teams can run it, Will. I mean, you talk about, you know, Jared Patterson and Kevin Buffalo, but on the other side, Caleb Huntley is a big bruising type of running back. He's 5'9", about 225 pounds. That offensive line for Ball State can pound the rock just as good as Buffalo, 198 yards per game. And Drew Plitt doesn't turn the football over, the quarterback for Ball State. I'm inclined to take the 13.5 here, but I also told Kim I might sprinkle a little on the money line for the outright win here.
Wow.
Special. Give us the score. Ball State 51, Buffalo 29.
I think it could be one of those crazy games, you know. Let's be honest. Buffalo didn't step up a couple of years ago when they played Northern Illinois. They got out-dueled in that matchup. So, you know, there is the tendency. Right. And a lot of people are on Buffalo here. I like Ball State under the radar pick, but they play solid defense as well. They could be in this matchup. So I favor Ball State. I'm going to take them on the money line, hoping for the upset. Traditionally, MAC underdogs usually come out in the championship game.
Well, you and I have been the presidents of the USC Trojan Fight On fan club this year, right, Joe. We've been pumping their tires. They lay 3.5. Cristobal gets the extension. Interesting. I don't know, like Chris, whatever, dude. Cristobal was a coach at FIU, and like he's in over his head there. He's got Justin Herbert, and I think they were scared because there were Auburn rumors. I'm like, what are you guys, nuts? Like, so they lock him up right now. Like, you know what I mean? So, anyways, what are you making? We got 30 seconds, Joe. We'll keep Joe. We got 3 more minutes with Joe on the other side too. But so Pac-12, what do you like in the Pac-12 game? USC or the Ducks?
Eye on the prize. USC has to dominate this game. I can't see any scenario where they lose. If they do, I'm going to bet them and hope for the best.
All right. We'll get Cam's pick on the other side for this and cram a couple of more college games in before we let Joe Lisi go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I'm Renzi. Kicking it with Joe Lisi. A couple of more moments. So, Pac-12 championship. We've got to get to the ACC. A conference championship game as well. But Pac-12, I know you've liked the Trojans all year long, so I guess the party continues. Cam, what are you doing with the Pac-12 game?
It's interesting. You know, I look at first glance, I'm thinking, you know, Oregon gets a third chance. But I look at the resume this year and just losing to the Beavers. And as I told Joe before, the problems with the Cal Golden Bears and just been very unimpressed with Oregon the whole year. A lucky cover against Washington State. They're not that good. If USC brings their A game, they should smash these guys in the teeth. So it's USC or nothing right now.
Joe, I'm looking forward to the Notre Dame-Clemson game. It's going to be a good game, but it's a little anticlimactic in the sense. I was hoping for chaos, but if Notre Dame beats Clemson, it's just going to open up the door for Texas A&M. And I can't believe Dan Mullen's running his mouth and crying about Ohio State right now. You've got 2 losses, Mullen. You believe this guy? You see his comments? Oh, after he ran, dude, number one, you're not beating Alabama. Number two, you're lucky you're ranked as high as you are right now. You've lost twice. Shut up. But what about the ACC Conference Championship game, Joe?
I'm against everyone here, and I know you guys like Notre Dame. I'm taking Clemson here. I just think their ability to run the football here, they've been here before. They make a statement. I think it could be a high-scoring game, but I think Clemson does cover this 10.5-point number. Physicality on the offensive line, to me, is the difference, and more playmakers on the offensive side of the ball than the Irish.
What about ULL and Coastal Carolina?
I love ULL. I think rematch, wow. They rushed for 7.8 yards per carry in that first game of the year. I thought they took Coastal a little light in that matchup. Having a second opportunity with a senior quarterback going up against a freshman, to me, that's the difference. I'll take Coastal plus the 3.5 and on the money line.
Love
I haven't
it.
Heard one person pick Coastal this week. Not one person.
You're not going to get me. Raging Cajuns, baby. Raging Cajuns.
Give me the Roosters. Give me the Roosters. All right, Joe Lisi and I will be together on Sunday. You can catch Mike Blewett and Joe on Saturday, breaking down all the college football Saturday morning. Catch up.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.